It's Thursday, so time to check out what's on at the movies with RN's resident film critic and host of The Screen Show, Jason DeRosso. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Now, Nicole Kidman is back in the cinemas playing an LA detective. She looks quite different from what she normally does, doesn't she?
She's looking worse for wear. She looks like she's been... I mean, this is a great LA, you know, hard-bitten detective story, and she plays one of these great anti-hero detectives who looks like she's been through the ringer. She looks like LA's, you know, bitten her, you know, chewed her up and spat her out, basically. I mean, she's walking with a limp when we first meet her. Her face and her skin is kind of cracked and brittle, like a sort of chain smoker's, I guess. And she's sort of limping into a crime scene where a murder has happened overnight, and there's a body by the concrete bank of the LA River, and she squats beside the body, ignoring her colleagues, and says pretty matter-of-factly, "I know who did it." And from here, the film sort of unravels. It's a thriller. It's a mystery. And she also plays this same character, Detective Erin Bell, about 20 years earlier when she was a rookie cop. Very much beautiful, very ambitious, and a little reckless, being parachuted into this undercover operation alongside a male cop. She had to pose as his girlfriend, and they were both being parachuted into this drugged up gang of bank robbers. And we get a feeling very early on that something in this youthful moment during this mission went terribly wrong, and that it has a lot to do with why Kidman sort of appears the way she does now. I mean, Kidman in her mature, in the mature version of this character, Erin Bell, is very much a woman who looks like she's been sort of eaten away by some slow acting disease. And what that disease is, of course, is anger and resentment. Mm. And she goes on the trail of this killer. So I'm going to play you a clip that I think expresses her sort of minimalist and but very, very subtle and very powerful performance, where it's not always that she's got the most dialogue in every scene, but you can sort of hear how she's got so much welling within her, and there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of potential for explosive violence, which is also part of this film as well. It is called Destroyer, after all. Here's the clip.
Come on, why don't you bring up your phone?
I need it in a minute.
Okay, well, I got a special agent calling me from the FBI, pushing me on where you're at and what you're doing. What's that about?
Old friend.
Old friend, okay. Taz Ferner's all hot, saying that you took a bag of guns from him.
I'm working.
Oh, come on, deal me in.
I'm looking out for you, man. This thing I'm on, this guy I'm looking for, I own it. All right? It's mine. Just me.
Last time Nicole Kidman dramatically changed her appearance was for The Hours. She got an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
How do you rate this one?
Well, clearly this is sort of missed out on the Oscars. I mean, it wasn't a film that I guess the studio thought they wanted to back for the awards season. But I rate it very highly. I mean, it's a film that is sort of directed with big gestures, and the central character is one of these big gestures. I mean, she sort of there's probably a little bit of CGI smoothing over that happens for the younger version of herself. In the older version, there's a little bit of prosthetics, but it's a very stylized film. It's a film directed by Karen Kusama, who sort of turned everyone's heads when she debuted at with her first feature at Sundance in 2000, a film called Girl Fight, which introduced Michelle Rodriguez to the world, and that was about an inner city Latina girl who learns to love boxing and fights boys in the ring, and also sort of wrestles with her demons, I suppose. And that too was a film that showed this director has this marvelous sort of sense of colour and female physicality, and especially physicality kind of reflecting inner issues, a sort of psychological dimension of the character. I think that's what's happening here. But it's a beautiful film to look at because of the way also that LA is shot. It's shot mainly in the sort of eastern sprawl of LA. A lot of concrete, crumbling concrete, a lot of sand, and the sun hitting those surfaces and turning them sort of very rich beiges and pinks and so forth. So, look, it is a film that I think is expressing so much on so many levels. I mean, you'll sit down to this and just savour it like a rich meal, I think. Mm. But, you know, it's very, very much a genre film. So don't expect realism. Don't expect something that kind of wants to reinvent archetypes. I think rather than reinventing the archetypes of the great sort of hardboiled detective novel, it's sort of breathing new life into them. So yeah, Karen Kasama on the show, speaking a lot more eloquently about her own film than I can do here. So tune in, that's at 10, but she's a wonderful director.
Now, one that you're not so enthusiastic about is a new film starring Rob Brydon called Swimming with Men. It's a bit of a strange title. I understand it's based on a true story.
Yeah, of some Scandinavian, I think that they were Swedish men who basically got together and formed a synchronized swimming group. And it was a kind of men's business sort of group in which men would sort of leave their middle-aged sort of issues at the door and just sort of bond together and hang out in a kind of, I suppose, safe space. I mean, of course, these really, with the exception of one rather tokenistic man, these aren't really minorities in any sort of definition of the word. So there's something initially, I think, interesting about this group of white men, many of whom are, you know, quite well off and middle class, needing this, I guess, safe space of this pool.
So Rob Brydon, so is it a comedy?
Brydon's one of them. Rob, it's trying to be a comedy. But I guess it doesn't really delve too deep into their psychological malaise because it's trying to balance comedy as well. And Rob Brydon, who I'm a great fan of, he's been great. I mean, I loved him in those Trip films with Coogan. He's great on television, a very gifted comic. But I think he's sort of straitjacketed by a not very funny script, a not very insightful script for what it needs to do. I mean, this is dealing with male, you know, middle-aged depression, really. And it could have done so more, I think. It's really quite disappointing. And it has a very sort of conventional, slightly trite arc to it, where there's an international championships for male synchronized swimming at the end of it. And, you know, so it all sort of culminates in a competition. And look, I think it wants to be, I don't know, the Full Monty or something, but it doesn't get even close. So it's called Swimming with Men. It's out now. Rob Brydon has his fans and maybe they'll get something out of it, but I found it
not for everybody.
Pretty shallow. Huh.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Jason.
You're welcome.
Look forward to hearing more on your program. That's RN film critic Jason DeRosso, and you can hear him at 10 this morning on The Screen Show.